Hey y'all, I'm Damon Oates, founder of Deco Exchange. Who else has heard that crafting is just a hobby? I turned my love of crafting into a thriving, multi-7-figure company, surrounded myself in an amazing community, and met some amazing business owners along the way. I'm here to show everyone that makers mean business.
What is up, everyone? It is Parker here with the Makers Mean Business podcast. Y'all, I am back for episode 6 of this 7-part series. It's funny, y'all. I have actually never been this far scheduled out on podcasts. I have to say, I haven't really done a great job with the podcast in general since the start. It was kind of like hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. And I'm really trying this year, this season, this whatever you want to call it, to schedule stuff out so that whenever it's cold, there's still like stuff scheduled to go out and it'll give me time to warm back up and everything. So it's been interesting because, you know, right now as I'm recording this, only the first episode of the series has been published so far. And, you know, a lot of different things are running through my mind. I'm thinking, man, I'm hoping this is really going to make sense. I'm hoping I don't like put my foot in my mouth. I'm hoping it's received well. I'm hoping this adds value to someone. You know, I'm thinking all these things and still trying to record. And typically the way we do things in our business is we do a lot of stuff on the fly. When you're doing stuff on the fly, it's easy to adapt because you're getting like real-time feedback. You can kind of like read the room, so to speak, whenever you're, you know, on a live video. Or I think that's kind of the closest thing I can compare this to is, you know, when you're on a live, you have people talking back to you and you can, you know, read comments and understand if they're getting it or if they're not getting it or if they're confused or if they're excited or scared or mad or angry or, you know, any of those things. And with this podcast and the way that I've been doing it here, it's been just kind of silent because only one episode's been posted and everyone's excited and they want to hear more. And I want to make sure that the episodes add value, but it's hard to do that because I haven't really had feedback. So that's been interesting. And that's kind of like my own, I guess, my own mindset, my own like imposter syndrome thing going on here, but we're going to work through it. All that to say, you guys, I appreciate you guys so much listening and all the excitement. And I'm hoping with episodes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all of them, I hope everyone continues to stay excited. I hope people actually do get some tips or some aha moments or maybe really anything out of it, even if it's just entertainment. I guess that's cool with me too. But yeah, I'm here back for episode 6. This episode is going to be all about engaging with your audience. Y'all, if you don't know, if you've missed what the series has been about, I kind of shared some mess ups in our business that happened in February of 2024. It's been a struggle. It's as I'm recording this, it's still actually February, and I'm thinking we're out of the woods with all of the things that I messed up so far. I think we've kind of smoothed everything over and I think things have been going okay. So I'm a little less stressed out, but it's really been nice. It's kind of therapeutic actually, like talking about all of this stuff, because usually it's just, you know, me and Damon internally just saying, hey, this is messed up. What do we do? And talking it out and then doing it. But with this, it's been nice to actually, I guess it's kind of like freeing in a way. It's freeing in a way to share what's going on. And even though I'm not sharing like every single juicy detail and every email that we send out and every customer call that we get and all this stuff, it's been kind of freeing in a way to share what's been going on and how we're dealing with it. And I'm really, really hoping that it's received in a way that you guys listening or you listening or whoever it is are, I guess, kind of understanding or maybe thinking about how something like this can apply to you and your business or something that you can use in the future. So all that to say, thank you guys. I know it's funny. This is the, you know, I had recorded the first 5 episodes all pretty much in one sitting and I had some time and now I'm sitting back down for the 6th episode. So it's kind of just like reflecting back on, I'm like reflecting back on all that now. So it's been interesting. It's been interesting. While we did have that, or while I had that little break in recording, I think the podcast hit rank 111 of entrepreneurship, which is super cool. I'll be honest, I posted this in one of our Facebook groups today. I was like, man, I was really hoping to break the top 100 on our first episode back. But I got really, really close. I shouldn't say the team, we all, because it's not just me, even though it's my voice for these last few episodes. The whole team's been helping out. So we got to rank 111, which is amazing, right? In entrepreneurship, it's not of podcast ever, but in the category of entrepreneurship, we reached rank 111. Back whenever we were starting the podcast and doing it consistently, we actually peaked at rank 4 of entrepreneurship in the world of podcasts, which is just insane, right? Insane. But I'm hoping to get there. I'm hoping with you guys' support, we get there and we continue to stay up there. I think it'll be great. So I'm definitely super excited. I know I had a goal of 100 to break the 100 and we didn't, but I still think 111 is crazy to think that. And I'm excited about that. So I'm gonna hopefully deliver a really good episode to you guys and we can keep pushing forward. Maybe by the time you guys hear this, we might be already in the top 100. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll make sure to let you all know and celebrate with you for sure. Y'all, this episode is going to be all about engaging with your audience. I probably should have taken some notes and gathered my thoughts, but we're trying this new thing where I just do it and we're gonna see what happens. I know when it comes to the subscription box issue and all of our problems that we dealt with and kind of what sparked this whole series, there was a lot of communication with our customers. And I'm not really going to share all of the details of that. What I wanted to share is some of the methods that we used to communicate with our customers and our community. You know, I talked a lot about transparency in one episode. I talked about customer feedback in another episode. And this is just another episode, believe it or not, another episode that kind of marries all of that together. And I wanted to take this episode and just share some of the methods that we use to communicate with our community and our customers and how it's so helpful. And there's just so many avenues and there's so many great opportunities to have that conversation back and forth and keep the transparency and the communication open and free. All right, so with all of that in mind, I'm hoping to share, I think, the top 4 ways that we mostly communicate with our customers and our community. Y'all, I keep saying customers and community. I'm super paranoid. I'm just gonna be like super real with y'all for a minute. I'm super paranoid that someone's going to hear this and think that our customers and our community, we're just in it for the money. We're just using them to, you know, monetizing our community. And the truth is we are monetizing our community, but it's not like malicious. It's not like we're just milking the community for cash. We're providing a service, right? So every time I try to talk about our customers and our community, I just don't want people to think that it's just dollars to us. It's really not. Like I don't even know how to explain it, but I think there's a part of me in the back of my mind that is afraid that someone's going to hear it out of context and it just not go over the way that I'm intending it to. So if you guys hear me talking like that and I keep going flipping between customers and community, just know that it's not like, I don't know, it's not meant to be in a negative way. You know, I'm flipping between like our business, my business hat, my community leader hat, my person hat, my mentor hat, like all of these different things. So depending on the conversation, like the terminology changes, but I don't want someone who's been a part of our community or even anyone new to our community to think that it's just about making money off of them. And I feel like when I say that someone's a customer or I refer to a group of people as customers, it doesn't, I guess I'm just afraid that it comes off the wrong way. So I hope if anyone's hearing this, it doesn't come off that way, especially for the people who have supported us since the very beginning. I'm trying to add business value and I still want to be respectful to everyone else as well. So that's what that's about. I'm probably overthinking it, but you know, what the heck. I've got 4 ways. I think I said 5 earlier, but I've actually got 4 ways. And I want to just share a little bit of, I guess, my thoughts and what we do and how it's helped us and how I think it may be able to help your business as well. The first one should be no surprise to anyone. It's going to be live video. I mentioned it earlier in this recording. I mentioned it how important live video is, how much immediate feedback. It's almost like being on a stage and you can read the room. And while you can't see people's faces or, you know, read their body language or stuff like that, you can kind of read the comments. And while there is can't really read sarcasm and you can't really read certain inflections and sentences, you can kind of get a feel back based on the, you know, the little reactions on the videos and the way people are commenting and what they're saying. You know, if I love it, I hate it. You can get real time feedback. And it is kind of like being on a stage. You can directly address some of your customers, some of your community. I'm back to that again. It's an easy way to get in front of people and really just tell them what's going on, get feedback, ask them questions, do surveys, and kind of just put feelers out there. Live video has been instrumental in the success for our business, and I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon for us especially. It may change its shape or its form, but you know, since we started back in, you know, 2015, 20 whatever, 2016, Damon was mostly doing Facebook Lives, and we still really heavily rely on Facebook Live video. But you know, there's YouTube Lives, there's Instagram Lives, now there's TikTok Lives, and I'm sure there's going to be something else in a few years. It's just an ever shifting thing. But one thing that has remained consistent is live video. There's something special, and always will be something special about a live video that just can't be recreated by text or email or something like that. All that to say, if you want to communicate, you want to build a community and trust and have conversations back and forth and get customer feedback, give customer feedback, show off your product, whatever it is. Live video is just an immaculate way to do that. Our platform of choice is Facebook, like I mentioned, but there's plenty of people who are killing it over on YouTube, killing it on TikTok. There's a lot of different places to be live and to communicate. The next one, I'm actually going to give you guys a link in the show notes. This is a free business tip for all of you business ladies, business guys, business people, entrepreneurs, craftpreneurs, whatever you consider yourself. Email. Email is amazing. And y'all, actually, before I go into email, I want to add one thing. I know overwhelm is a very real thing. It can happen so easily, and it happens frequently for me and for, I know, a lot of people in business. I'm going to be talking about a few different things, and I might be mentioning things that you don't know, or maybe you do, or maybe you've never heard of. What I don't want you to do is think that you have to do all of these things. You have to have a text list and an email list and go live and, you know, have a phone number and a customer service team and all of these things. What I really want to do is bring awareness to these things so that you know that there are options out there. When we first started, we didn't do all of the things. Even now, we don't do all of the things. Doing all the things, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time, manpower, expertise, skill, money, all kinds of things. So when you hear me talk about all these things, please don't feel like you have to drop everything you're doing and do all of these things. This is meant to be more informational so that you know that there are solutions out there that can help you in your business and in everything, in your balance of life, all the things. Email. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes. We prefer to use, it's called MailerLite. We actually use it because we think it's very user-friendly. And when I say use it, we use it to teach in our business coaching group, you guys. The Makers University, if you haven't heard of it, I'm a business coach in there. We have six other coaches that teach every day in there, recorded tutorials, all the things. You can sign up at themakersuniversity.com. Just look for business coaching. But in there, we teach our students to use MailerLite because it's a very, very low barrier to entry. It's kind of the most basic, the most simple of email platforms. We do have an affiliate link. I'll post it in there. If you don't have an email link or system, or maybe you don't like the one that you have now, you can try out MailerLite. I'll drop the link down below. Email is a great way. It's probably, from what I've seen from most of our students, it's probably one of the most underutilized methods of talking and engaging with your customers. It's an amazing marketing tool, right? You can send emails and make money 1,000%. But it's also really good at building trust. It's really good at getting messages out, right? You're sending messages to people, but it's a really great way to communicate. I'll be honest, y'all, it was probably one of the methods that we almost certainly should have implemented sooner in our business. It's almost certainly one of, I guess, our least strong methods of communication. I don't really even have a reason why we don't do it enough. I know we don't do it well because we don't do it enough, but I don't have a reason why we don't do it enough. I've been definitely striving to do more of it. It's very personal. It's a great way. I mean, you listening, you've gotten letters in the mail and it's addressed to you, and it's just a really personal thing. And you can send mass emails and still make them personal. it's a really great way to make someone feel specifically spoken to, specifically heard, specifically communicated with. Even if it's not a mass email that you're sending out, you can one-on-one message customers, and or community members. It's a great way to talk, to converse back and forth, to get feedback, to give feedback, to do all the things that we've been talking about. So you should absolutely check out email in your business if you haven't. It's a great, great option. This next one, I think we have done an amazing job. We've built, we call it a text list, but it's 2024. Everyone's texting, you know, grandma's texting, you know, your two-year-old niece is texting. Everyone has got a text message system somehow. And you can utilize one in your business as well. The deliverability of the messages is super high. The open rates are super high. The click rates are super high. It's just great across the board in all of the ways. It can get pricey. I'm not going to pretend like it's not, but it basically scales on how many text numbers you're trying to message back and forth and how many people are on your list. But you know, if you're starting out small, if you only have a few, it's affordable. You start, you know, getting more people, you're probably making more money in your business. It's going to be affordable then as well. But text message, again, just like email, it's very personal. A lot of community members, a lot of customers are hesitant to just give their phone number out to anyone. So if they're willing to give it to you, that just builds that trust much more. And it's a fun thing that we do that some people might think that it's not a big deal, or you know, even sometimes I think it's not a big deal. But we open our text message system every day and we send a happy birthday text message to everyone whose birthday it is. And it takes a couple minutes every day, but something like that just builds so much. It just adds so much love, trust, value, all of the things. It's just a really great way to just kind of build that relationship with your community and your customers. It's a really amazing thing. And a lot of the systems now, they'll track when it's people's birthdays. It's really not like you have to mark something on the calendar. You know, it's a little more automated than that. But you know, having an option like this with something that's so personal is just a really great way to communicate with your customer, to let them know what's going on. And to give you some more use cases, I mean, we text whenever we have a new podcast episode. You know, one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and add our text number into the show notes as well. So you guys can text us and you'll get alerts whenever there's a new episode or whenever we're live showing off product or if we're doing anything. You know, there's so many use cases. But back to some things that you can use in your business. If you have new product dropping, you can send a text message. If you ship someone's order, you can send a text message. If an order gets delivered, you can send a text message. You have a new workshop, you have a new freebie, you will just want feedback. There's so many different reasons you can use text, and it's just a great option. And I wanted to let you guys know that it is an option, because some people don't. And then the last one is going to be phone. We, being me and Damon, we don't answer the phone. However, we do have a team. Thank everyone. Thank the Lord. We do have a team and they answer the phone and they'll call customers and they'll communicate things to them. So if, you know, there's a problem with their order, they can pick up the phone and call a customer. If a customer calls us, someone's going to pick up the phone and answer. It's old school, absolutely. But again, a one-on-one conversation method is just so powerful. A free option for those of you just starting your business. Maybe you have a low budget. Maybe you have a no budget. Google Voice is a free app you can download. You don't have to give people your personal phone number. Google Voice will give you a phone number and you can just have a fake number that will ring on your phone. You can absolutely check that out. It's free to use. Last time I checked, as you scale, you can start having extensions and adding employee numbers and all the things. So that's a great option that can scale with your business. I really wanted to kind of just touch on each of those. Live video, email, text, phone. I did kind of commit to drop a few things in the show notes. So just to remind you, I'm going to drop our link to MailerLite if you want to get signed up or just kind of play around with it. I'll put that there. And then I'm also going to put our text number in the show notes. Just text that number, MMB. That's MMB for Makers Mean Business. Text us MMB and we'll get you signed up for alerts that way if you want to make sure that you don't miss any new episodes or any important information. Y'all, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this episode. This one was all about engaging with your audience. In this next episode, I'm going to be talking about basically wrapping up everything that we talked about in this series. And the whole theme of that last episode is going to be resilience. You can learn so much from mistakes and from errors and mess ups. Even if you learn things and you can't work through it, that's really where the problem lies. So I'm going to be talking about some ways that I deal with pushing through, even whenever it's not necessarily easy or necessarily fun or necessarily even something that I want to do. So that last episode is going to be all about resilience. It should be a really good one. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. It's been a blast being back behind the microphone and sharing this stuff with you guys. I hope y'all are loving it as much as I am. If you are, make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. And y'all, do me a favor, leave me a review. I know I don't ask for reviews enough. I probably should do it more. We have about, I think, 300 or so reviews on our podcast now. But if you're loving it and you haven't reviewed it, or I mean, if you're hating it, I would prefer you not to leave a bad review. But, you know, it is what it is. But if you want, go ahead and leave us a review. That would be really cool. And check us out next week when I drop the next episode. All right, y'all. That wraps up this one. I'll see you next time. Bye.